John Sellers, a Sulphur Springs Rotarian who was instrumental in establishing the annual Rotary Club Spelling Bee, tells us about this year's 10th event coming up Thursday evening at Sulphur Springs Middle School. Sellers was a guest on KSST's Good Morning Show with Enola Gay Tuesday morning.
It's Thursday night, the 5th, at the middle school, which the weather, but it's going to be fine by Thursday evening, I'm assured.
Oh, yeah.
This is our 10th annual Spelling Bee.
Okay.
And we're going to be at the middle school. As I said, the doors open at 5. We start serving. We're going to have Sandy is our caterer, and she's going to have lasagna and all the fixings, and that starts at 5:30. And then the Spelling Bee starts at 6:30. And this is, for those of you that may not realize, we've been doing this, as I said, for 10 years. This is an adult Spelling Bee that different companies come sponsor a team of 3 spellers, and we have a spelling contest in between those, and we declare a champion, and it's a lot of fun.
And you say we,
as in Rotary Club.
Okay.
I've not said the Rotary Club yet. Rotary Club, our club that's 90 years old this year.
Wow.
1925 is when we started in Sulphur Springs. And then the Rotary Club is 110 years old, nation and worldwide, of course. But anyway, this is for our local Sulphur Springs Rotary Club, which has a very active members. We're 60-plus strong now. And we love doing this Spelling Bee. We also have a great silent and live auction. And the money, what's really important for everyone to know, and that's why we want you to come out, you can see a Rotarian and get a ticket. They're $10, which includes, of course, your dinner and all the fun. And all of our money goes back locally to the community, both through scholarships for our high school seniors in the city and county, and we give back to nonprofits every year. And we usually award anywhere from 10 to 15 different entities, anywhere from $200 to $1,000 each year. So we're really excited that we're able to give back to the community this way from a night of spelling.
So it's not too late for someone to get in on it, or
well,
is it?
To attend, yes. We're actually full for our spelling teams. We allow 12 teams, and we have 12 companies that have already sponsored. The returning champs are coming back.
Who are they?
They are sponsored by Chris Diamond's appraisal firm of Texas, but the 3 individuals are Tom Sturt, Carol Bridges, and Melita Reynolds. And I believe they are defending, I believe they're 3-time champs. So this will be, they're trying to get their 4th, but there are several strong teams that are trying to unseat them this year.
I saw Tom Sturt yesterday studying at the library.
Oh, I bet you did. Oh, that team's serious. A lot of the other ones are just having a big time, but that team is serious.
KSST News.